All right, Wednesdays in the feed, we talk with our friend Susie Calabrese, realtor in Fairfield County. You can follow her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. And with the 4th coming up on Tuesday, this weekend, a lot of 4th of July celebrations. So we're going to talk about what to keep in mind at home this weekend.
Yeah, Susie's going to give us some tips for celebrating our nation's birthday right at home. What do you have for us, Susie?
With so many people traveling this summer, I mean, some people like me just might be home this weekend and looking for a fun way to celebrate the 4th with family and friends. So, yes, I have some tips for people who want to celebrate with fireworks at home. So let's talk about firework safety as a reminder. Apparently, of the thousands of firework injuries that occur every year, most are around the 4th and many of them are children. So we want to protect everyone using those sparklers this weekend or any at-home fireworks at all. So first, make sure to have a bucket of water close by to put out for sparklers and also a garden hose if you have it in the event of a fire. I think it goes without saying, but of course, make sure the water's turned on to your hose and also make sure you've got your eyes on the kids when they're running around with sparklers. It's super easy to get caught up in the moment of the fun, taking photos or videos or even being in conversation. It really just takes 1 second for someone to get hurt.
That's so true. I'm one of those people that I get nervous when kids are running around with the sparkler. So that's a great reminder, Susie.
Yeah, it can be scary because they look like toys and then they're, you know, they can be dangerous.
Yeah.
And second, if you plan on setting up fireworks large or small at your house, there are some ways that you can prepare them in your yard. So scout out a location that's hard and flat, like bare dirt or sand, or even concrete or well-watered lawn works well. Just avoid any ground that has brush or dry grass or overhead obstructions that could catch fire. Again, keeping a bucket handy and that one that you can use to soak the fireworks afterward to prevent any hazards after your fun. You definitely want to check with your local town or city to make sure they allow at-home fireworks. And lastly, just be a good neighbor. If you're hosting and setting off a lot of fireworks, make sure to invite your neighbors or at least let them know when you'll be setting them off so they can maybe bring their pets inside if they have any.
Yeah. Do you have any other maybe tips or advice for pet owners, people with their fur babies?
Definitely. I mean, pets sometimes get it the worst this time of year, right, with the fireworks. I would leave your pets inside, preferably with some music on or the TV turned on. You can keep windows closed if you have air conditioning and even draw the blinds to muffle the noise so they don't see any flashing. Mm-hmm. You just really don't want them outside because they may try to sniff or even eat the fireworks, and pet hair obviously can easily catch fire if they get too close, especially with those kids running around with sparklers. Mm-hmm. It might be a good idea to exercise your pet earlier that day so they're rested and tired by the evening when fireworks start. Even if they aren't whimpering, it doesn't mean that they're happy. So just pay attention to your pet and you'll be able to tell if they're stressed. That same study also showed that those who factored their pets in their neighborhood choice were also more likely to do the same for other features like outdoor spaces and walkability to and convenience to parks and recreation areas. So it's very possible that if you have a pet, you may live close to where the public fireworks shows are happening. So this is good to know, even if you're leaving your pet at home while you go see the fun.
These are some great reminders, Susie.
Definitely. So we are crazy blessed to call this country our home. That's how I feel, at least. So definitely show a little pride. Put a flag out or a banner for our country's birthday this weekend. And you want to make sure that you give the flag its best birthday suit and keep it clean so its colors stay looking bright and prevent stains and discoloration from dirt, dust, and other airborne contaminants that can set into the fabric. So outdoor flags can be hand washed using warm water and mild detergent. And be careful not to let the flag sit in water for too long or the color may bleed into the white stripes. If you have an indoor flag, some dry cleaning businesses might be willing to clean American flags free of charge, especially during some major holidays like upcoming here, the 4th of July, and even Flag Day, which was actually earlier this month. But the most important guideline for caring for your American flag, which is probably what most people are going to be decorating with this weekend, is respecting flag etiquette. And I don't know if you knew this, but there's an official U.S. flag code that outlines specific instructions for displaying the flag in a dignified manner for those that want to follow that.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, we'll include the link in the description on the blog post at star999.com.
Awesome. Yeah, and for people with kids at home, it's a great time to start a summer tradition of making a fun patriotic craft. I personally will be trying this with my daughter. I found a red, white, and blue sparkled slime recipe, definitely be doing that outside, of course.
My daughter loves slime. I'm going to have to steal that from you.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it's going to go. I might be regretting it, but right. It's worth a try.
Gets a little messy.
But speaking of being outside, I struggle with that, Susie. There's just bugs everywhere sometimes. So what tips do you have for us today?
I know. Some people, like, they just get eaten way more than others, I feel like. And we've had so much humidity this week. There's been so many bugs out. So definitely glad you mentioned that. I happened to be at a friend's. I can't even steal this tip, but I was at a friend's house recently, and they had these oscillating fans that were on the tabletop by the food, keeping bugs away, that were awesome. So they literally are called fly fans for tabletops, and they work like a charm. They're portable, so they can be placed on any tables, and they have soft blades, so they won't hurt anyone's hands if you go to touch the food and you accidentally touch them, but they sure do keep the flies away, which is perfect.
That's such a great idea. I never even thought of that. You can fight the flies with just wind.
Me neither. I mean, when I go to other people's houses, it's just, you know, just the way I am. I'm observing, like, everything, because everybody finds these little tips. They don't even share it. I was like, this is a great tip. I'm stealing this.
Yeah.
But if you're, you know, concerned about bugs in general, I recommend walking your property and looking for any standing water. So anybody hosting this weekend, maybe just do a little loop around your property. You'd be surprised how such a little amount of water can be a breeding ground for mosquitoes in such a short amount of time. And again, so much rain that we got this week. So get out there, empty all the standing water, do it every day up until, you know, the 4th or whenever you're having your barbecues or people over. Those little suckers multiply fast. So, you know, check the kids' toys if they're left outside too.
That's awesome. That's an awesome tip, Susie. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Susie. This is all great. And have a wonderful 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, same to you guys.